moments away from Dunedin Blue Jays baseball.
Feliz crushes it deep into the Dunedin night. The walk-off winner for the Jays.
Let's head to the ballpark for all the play-by-play action. Here's the voice of the DJs, Larry Larson.
From Lee Comp Park in bright and sunny Bradenton, Florida, it's almost time for Dunedin Blue Jays baseball. Tonight, it's the series opener of the third and final series between the DJs and the Bradenton Marauders this season. Hey, everybody, it's Larry Larson in with you. Glad you could join us in time for the Yeti's Bar and Grill pregame show. Two teams coming into this series after two drastically different series last week. The Blue Jays are 19-21 in the second half. They are an even 500 at 53-53 here in 2024. Hard to believe, season starting to come to a close here on August 13th. Just four series remaining in the Florida State League single-A regular season. Bradenton, on the other side of things, has struggled a little bit more than the Blue Jays have in the second half. They're 17-25 and 46-62 overall this season. Talking about the series last week for these two clubs, let's start with Bradenton. They wrapped up a two-week road trip. Those two-week trips always difficult, especially in the league when you have to travel to the other side of the state. That's what Bradenton did the last 2 weeks. They took on Palm Beach for six games in Palm Beach, and then St. Lucie up in St. Lucie, and the Marauders took care of business. They won five out of six games over the Mets, and listen to this, that was Bradenton's first road series win this season. Their first road series victory since they won four out of six in Fort Myers last summer. So it's been some time for Bradenton. Whereas the Blue Jays, on the flip side, lost 5 out of 6 to Palm Beach at home at TD Ballpark. That was the first time the Blue Jays had lost 5 or more games in a single series since April, when they lost 6 straight games on the road at Jupiter. So again, these two teams heading in different directions right now, but looking at the playoff race, both these teams are likely out of it. Granted, plenty of baseball left to be played with those last four series, but as it stands right now, Blue Jays 7 games back of first place Fort Myers in the second half standings. Bradenton behind the Blue Jays in those same standings, 10 games back. So it should be an interesting series between these two clubs this week. A lot of fresh faces, especially for Bradenton, who continues to add 2024 members, or rather 2024 draft class members, to their roster, just like the Blue Jays did last week and the week before. We'll talk about a few of them as we get to the starting lineups here shortly. Let's get to the pitching matchup first. Starting with the Blue Jays, it's the right-hander Gage Stanifer. Stanifer, 20 years old, drafted by Toronto in 2022 in the 19th round. And if you've been a loyal listener, you know that Gage has struggled a little bit lately, but he got things going back in the right direction last week against Palm Beach, as he went four innings for the first time since he last pitched against Bradenton on June 16th. So four innings, three hits, two earned runs, a career-high five walks, but four strikeouts. So again, a promising start from Gage, and there was improvement there. Stanifer so far this season, 6.85 ERA in 14 appearances, 13 of them starts. He'll be opposed by a young righty, Xander Meath. Meath, just 19 years old. He was Pittsburgh's second-round draft pick last year at a high school, Belleville East in Belleville, Illinois. Meath making his third start as a member of the Marauders after opening the season with the Florida Complex League Pirates, who made the Florida Complex League Championship, by the way, and Meath was a big part of that. So Meath overall this season between Bradenton and FCL has been pretty good, and his two appearances with Bradenton, Meath has not thrown more than 2 2/3 innings. His last outing against St. Lucie last week, 2 2/3, 3 runs, none of which were earned. He walked 5 and struck out 2. With the FCL club in 13 appearances, 12 of them starts, he threw 51 1/3 innings to the tune of a 1.58 ERA. So a really, really strong FCL season for Xander Meath. And that's tonight's pitching matchup. Meath for the Marauders and Stanifer for the Blue Jays. Let's get you the starting lineups. First for the visitors, our DJs suiting up in their gray traveling uniforms tonight. Nathan Lucas will lead it off and play right field, continuing his rehab assignment from AAA Buffalo. Arjun Namala will bat second and play shortstop. Nick Mitchell is out in center field. He's got 2 homers in his first 4 games as a pro. Sean Keyes is the cleanup man. He had a multi-hit game on Sunday. Tonight, he'll play third base. Edward Duran is the DH, hitting 5th. Eddie Micheletti is the left fielder, batting 6th. Tucker Thoman is the second baseman. Warm welcome back to Tucker, back in the Blue Jays lineup for the first time since July 11th. Took a trip to the dev list. Brock Tibbetts will bat 8th and catch, and Carter Cunningham rounds it out, batting 9th and playing first base. The Marauders are taking the field right now. We'll get you their lineup and defense here in a few moments after our nation's national anthem. We'll take a listen in, then have first pitch coming up soon here from Lecom Park in Bradenton. A strong rendition of our nation's national anthem has us all ready to go for baseball. Game one of a 6-game set between the DJs and the Marauders. Here are the starting lineups for the homestanding Marauders coming off a successful 2-week road trip. Leading off, it's Johnny Severino playing third base. Severino, another headlining young prospect in this Pittsburgh system, along with his starting pitcher, Xander Meath. Will Taylor, a 2024 draftee, will bat second and DH. Deuce Gorson is the second baseman, batting third, as Merlin Valdez, a name that some fans may remember from the last series between these two teams. Valdez will bat cleanup and play right. Oxiel Plaz is over at first base, batting fifth. Emmanuel Torero is out in left, batting sixth. Javier Rivas will play shortstop and hit seventh. Justin Mickness is the catcher. And Braylon Bishop rounds it out, batting ninth and playing center field. That's the lineup and the defense behind Xander Meath, a 19-year-old right-hander we mentioned earlier. Meath sure looks the part. 6'6", 205. He's got a good fastball that can reach up to the high 90s, but usually averages right around the mid-90s, 94, 95, thereabouts. Also a wipeout slider and a changeup that he works in a little over 10% of the time. So it's Meath the righty going for Bradenton, and Nathan Lucas, the left-handed batter, starting things off for the Jays. Lucas on rehab from the Bisons. Had two hits on Saturday night in Dunedin. First pitch to him. Misses outside, and we are underway at 6:31 Eastern Time. Thanks for joining us on your Tuesday night. Beautiful, sunshiny day here in Bradenton. Meath kicks and deals, and Lucas swings and fouls it back. One ball, one strike. Fastball at 94 there from Meath. Home plate umpire tonight is Caden Titchener. It is an ABS game, so he's not calling balls and strikes. 1-1. Lucas takes outside. It's 2-1. So Titchener behind the plate. And Chad Lagana is the field umpire. The 2-1. Lucas takes a called strike. Change up at the top of the zone. Makes it 2-2. Lucas had a really good spring training. Almost cracked Toronto's big league roster. Then had a thumb injury this season with AAA. 2-2 is a called strike three. Fastball at the bottom of the zone. 95 on the sinker from Meath. That pitch looks pretty legit. And Lucas is down looking for out number one in the top of the first. Brings up Arjun Namala. So two youngsters going at it here. Namala still 18 years old. Meath 19, first pitch. Misses outside. 95 on the gun again, and it's 1-0. Namala had Sunday off. He had 2 days off last week after a red-hot week at Daytona. 1-0. Fastball just misses off the outside edge. Two balls, no strikes. And catcher Mickness held that pitch for an extra second. Maybe trying to frame it, but the computer can't be fooled, unfortunately for Mickness. 2-0. Argent takes all the way, and that's a called strike. Slider at the bottom of the zone, 2-1. Namala on the season, playing his 62nd game. 2-12 hitter, 12 homers. The pitch is fouled off behind home plate. Two balls, two strikes. Namala, the Blue Jays' number four prospect, according to MLB Pipeline, has really looked like a prospect of that ranking here in the second half after a trip to the development list. 2-2. Is smashed on the ground to the shortstop, Rivas, right at him. He picks it up, throws to first in time, and Namala is retired 6-3 for out number two in the top of the first. No score, just getting started. Base is empty for Nick Mitchell. Mitchell, left-handed batter, played on Sunday's game, which was a real heartbreaker for the Jays. First pitch, called strike. Fastball on the outside edge, 0-1. Blue Jays lost the series finale with Palm Beach 10-4. 0-1. Outside, one ball, one strike. Palm Beach rallied for 10 runs. A rally might even be a stretch. They scored 6 runs without a hit in the top of the 10th inning to beat the Blue Jays by 6. The pitch is outside. 2 balls, 1 strike on Mitchell. Now, despite the disappointing ending, Mitchell and a handful of his teammates had a really good day at the plate. Mitchell went 2-for-4. The pitch over the plate, no doubt about that one. Called strike on a slider. It's 2-2. So Mitchell 2-of-4 on Sunday to bring his average at 375 in a short time here as a pro. 2-2. A is pulled on the ground down to first, and it knocks down Plaz, and he can't scramble to pick it up in time. Mitchell reaches with two outs. That is probably going to be an error on Axel Plaz. That ball was hit right at him, pretty routine, and he could not make the play. And it is indeed an error. E3 on Plaz. So Sean Keyes will get a crack at it here with two outs. Top of the first inning, no score. Keyes, a left-handed batter, waits on the first pitch and hops it sharply to the second baseman, Gorson. He gloves this one cleanly and throws to first in time. And that ends the inning. Blue Jays go hitless. They do leave one. Mitchell reaches on an error, but that's all. And after a half, it's the Blue Jays nothing. Marauders coming up next on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Hey, DJs fans, next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting dunedinbluejays.milbstore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group, from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Blue Jays go scoreless in the top of the first, so we've got no score. Going to the bottom half, and Gage Stanifer is ready for work. His first pitch to Johnny Severino. It's bounced down to third base. Routine for Keyes. He fields, waits high, throws across the diamond in time. One pitch, one out for Stanifer. Brings up Will Taylor. Taylor, the right-handed batter, waits on the first pitch from the righty Stanifer. Fastball misses low, and it's 1-0. No score, bottom one, and game one of the six-game set. And it's game number 13 of the season series, 1-0. Rip and a miss. One ball, one strike. Taylor drafted by Pittsburgh in 2024 out of Clemson. So just last month, 1-1. Downstairs, two balls, one strike. All kinds of 2024 draft picks all over the place these days. 2-1. Swing and a foul back. Two balls, two strikes. Taylor making his single-A debut here with Bradenton tonight. That would make it his pro debut. 2-2. Breaking ball misses low. That's a slider from Stanifer. Runs it full, 3-2. Gage throws a fastball, slider, changeup combo for the most part. He winds and delivers. And the pitch is flared, shallow left, down the line. Keyes gives chase, and the third baseman makes a running basket catch and foul ground. Sean Keyes had to run halfway down the third base line towards the corner and left to make that catch. Excellent play for out number two. Keyes is a pretty big dude down there at third base. 6'2", 225, but he sure moves well. Here's Deuce Gorson, first pitch. The lefty takes low and in. The crowd oohs and ahs as it nearly clipped his ankles. Gorson, also a 2024 draft pick. He's played three games, 1-0. Fastball just misses outside, two balls, no strikes. In those three games, Gorson is 1-for-9, so a bit of a slow start for him. Takes a little bit to get acclimated. 2-0 pitch. Gorson flies it into shallow left. Routine for Micheletti. He takes a few steps in, gloves it head high, and the inning is over. So far, so good for Gage Stanifer. Blue Jays right-hander works at 1-2-3 in the bottom of the first. No score through one from Bradenton on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J's Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Blue Jays nothing, Marauders nothing as we go to the top of the second inning in the series opener in Bradenton. Xander Meath set to face Edward Duran, the five batter in the Blue Jays lineup tonight. First pitch to the righty, on the way. It's a sinking fastball that misses low and in. It's 1-0. Duran did not play on Sunday. Blue Jays frustrating 10-4 loss to wrap up their series loss, 1-0. Slider called strike. As the sun shines down on home plate, as that ball popped into Justin Mickness's mitt, you could see dirt pop off the leather. 1-1. Misses upstairs. Two balls and one strike. Meath went to the slider. Duran had a cool week last week against Palm Beach. 2-1. Is flied into shallow center. Gorson ranges out. So does the shortstop Rivas. And it is Rivas who calls for it and makes the catch. So Duran is set down. Duran with that flyout is now 0 for his last 11. So he went hitless last week after coming in pretty hot after a good week in Daytona. Here's Eddie Micheletti, first pitch. Fastball outside, ball one. We've got no score, top of the second. Sure sounds like Eddie Micheletti has a few fans in the house tonight. Very enthusiastic ones at that. 1-0. Fastball taken upstairs. Two balls, no strikes. Those fans are probably even more enthusiastic after seeing what Eddie did on Sunday. 2-for-4 with a double and two RBIs. 2-0 to him. Takes a heater outside. Three balls and no strikes. Meath at times really struggles with his command. And Bradenton has seen that in his first two starts here in single A. 3-0 pitch. Micheletti takes all the way and takes a delayed called strike. Slider at the tip top of the zone. makes it 3-1. So Micheletti settles into his slightly open stance. Hitters count here. Meath deals. And Micheletti takes way outside. No doubt about that one. Slider didn't slide enough. It's ball four. Micheletti reaches with one out. Blue Jays with a base runner aboard for Tucker Thoman. Good to see Tucker back in the lineup. Spent over a month on the development list. He last played on July 11th. Switch hitter. He'll bat from the left side here against the big righty Meath. Scoreless in the second. First pitch. Fastball called strike. Near the bottom of the zone, and it's 0-1. Thoman's season numbers, 237 in the average department with four homers, 658 OPS. The pitch, way outside. One ball, one strike. The number of foremost concern for Tucker is the strikeouts, 85 of them in 67 games. The pitch, rip and a miss. Fastball right about at belt height. Makes it 1-2. So Thoman spent that month on the development list and really focused on hitting in that month from both sides of the plate. Meath sets and deals the 1-2. Thoman takes outside for a ball. Two balls, two strikes. That was the changeup from Meath. We have not seen that pitch very much yet in the early going. Thoman, the Blue Jays' second rounder in 2022. 2-2 pitch. Swing and a foul back. Thoman just tapped the changeup. Two balls, two strikes. Blue Jays suiting up in their traveling grays tonight. Gray pants, gray tops, Dunedin across the chest, and blue and white. Blue and white numbers on the back with blue caps. Birdhead logo with a D for Dunedin on the center. The next 2-2 from Meath. Low and outside. Fading changeup wasn't close, and that runs at full 3-2. Marauders in their traditional home whites. Marauders across the chest. And black text trimmed in gold. Same for the numbers. Black caps with gold bills. Payoff pitch and swung on and missed. That's strike three. Second strikeout for Xander Meath tonight. And it's out number two in the visitor's second inning. Micheletti remains at first, and here's Brock Tibbetts. Tibbetts catching for the second game in a row, also caught Sunday for yesterday's day off. First pitch, fastball blazes in there at the top of the zone, called strike. It's 0-1. Tibbetts went 2-for-4 with two singles. The pitch. Low and outside, it tumbles by Mickness all the way to the backstop, and that allows Micheletti to trot on up to second base. So the Blue Jays have a man in scoring position in the top of the second. Opportunity for them to strike first in a scoreless game. Tibbetts, the Indiana product, 7-for-25. And his time here with the DJs in seven games, that's a 280 average. Three strikeouts to three walks. 1-1. He lays off a high fastball. It's two balls and one strike. Game time temperature tonight is 88 degrees under those sunny skies we mentioned. A lot of blue sky overhead. Wind is breezing out to right. 2-1. Tibbetts skies it into right. Right at Esmerlin Valdez. The right fielder takes a few steps in and makes the catch two-handed to end the top of the second inning. Blue Jays get a base runner and Eddie Micheletti's walk, but he's stranded on second base. We go to the home second. Still no score on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in four styles: fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in-store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Hey, DJs fans, next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon. It's a nothing-nothing ball game. Going to the bottom of the second inning in Bradenton. Gage Stanifer worked a 1-2-3 first for the Jays. So here in the second, it's 4-5-6 for the Marauders, starting with this Merlin Valdez. First pitch, swing and a miss. Way out in front of a slider was Valdez. It's 0-1. Valdez with a good pop. 0-1. Down and outside. One ball, one strike. Valdez with 17 home runs, among the league leaders. 1-1 pitch. Downstairs, two balls, one strike. That's one thing about this Marauders team. As all season long, they have had some of the foremost home run hitters in the Florida State League. Valdez and Plaz batting back-to-back in tonight's lineup. 2-1 is dribbled foul at home plate. Two balls, two strikes. The issue for Valdez at times has been hitting for average, 230 on the year in 87 games. The twist and the 2-2 toss from Stanifer is lifted high in the air into shallow left. Micheletti charges in. He calls off the shortstop Namala and makes the catch. So Valdez is put away for out number one. So here's Axial Plaz. Plaz has played 60 games and hit 15 homers in those 60 games. Big and burly right-handed batter. First pitch to him from Stanifer. Misses low and away on the heater. 95 on the gun from Gage. So it's 1-0. What makes that number from Plaz even more impressive is you take into the fact that his birthday was yesterday. Pitch misses outside. Two balls, no strikes. And Plaz turned 19 just yesterday. He has just absolutely nuked some balls this season in single A. Slices the pitch out of play. First base side. Clanks off some empty bleachers. It's 2-1. Plaz not the strongest hitter for average, though. 211. 782 on base plus slugging. 2-1 pitch. Is lined towards the gap in left center. It's down for a hit. Mitchell cuts it off before it gets into the alley. And that keeps Plaz to a one-out single. First hit of the ball game for either side belongs to Plaz. Brings up Emmanuel Torero. Torero, 161 hitter on the year. First pitch to the lefty. Fastball misses outside, and it's 1-0. Stanifer working efficiently so far. No strikeouts on his line quite yet. He sets and chucks and misses with a fastball in. Two balls, no strikes. Stanifer on the season, 49 strikeouts to 37 walks in 46 innings. So walks have been an issue at times. 2-0 pitch. Low and outside, it's 3-0. But when Gage is at his best, and we've seen it in stretches this season, especially in that stretch from May into June for Stanifer, throws a lot of strikes, good strikeout stuff. Here's his 3-0 to Terrero. It's up and outside, ball four. There's the first walk of the ball game issued by Stanifer. Back-to-back batters reach with one out in the home second inning. Nothing-nothing ball game, and Javier Rivas climbs in with a chance to change that. First pitch to him. A righty-on-righty matchup. Is fouled off out of play on the first base side. It's 0-1. Rivas has played 89 games, pretty much an everyday guy for Bradenton. And he's driven in 40 runs across those 89 games, including 11 homers. The pause, the 0-1. Swing and a foul back. Rivas chased a high fastball. May or may not have been a strike there. Would have been close. It's 0-2. Stanifer well out in front of Rivas here. Who's another hitter who struggles with strikeouts for the Marauders. Somewhat of a trend up and down their lineup. 0-2 pitch. A slow swing and a miss on a pitch in the dirt. Rivas goes down swinging. Good bounce back from Stanifer. Excellent time for his first punch out tonight. There's two down, and it's up to Justin Mickness with runners on first and second. Mickness, the Pirates, 16th rounder in 2023, waits on the first pitch and taps it off Stanford's glove to the second baseman. Toman, throw to first in time. Got him. Blue Jays infield plays a little ping pong. Off Stanford's mitt. 1-4-3 on the putout, and the inning is over. Marauders leave two. We remain scoreless through two on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays. Blue Jays get out of a jam in the bottom of the second inning. Marauders leave runners on first and second, so it's still nothing-nothing as we go to the top of the third. Carter Cunningham, Nathan Lucas, and Arjun Namala to up here. First pitch to Cunningham, and the called strike on a fastball. Top of the zone, it's 0-1. Cunningham, a left-handed batter, coming off a three-hit day on Sunday. 0-1. Is slapped the opposite way over the reach of the third baseman Severino down the line and left. Terrero over to fetch it. Cunningham cruises into second standing with a leadoff double. Carter picks up where he left off from Sunday. His his fourth hit in the last two games, brings up Nathan Lucas. Lucas struck out looking against Meath in the first. Meath, a 19-year-old, back out for his third inning of work, and the first pitch to Lucas misses up and away. It's 1-0. It will be interesting to see how long Meath goes in this game. His first start with Bradenton was two innings, and his last one was 2 2/3. 1-0. Lucas waves and misses in front of a good changeup. It's 1-1. No matter what Meath does the rest of this night, he can go home and call his parents and say, "Hey, I struck out a big leaguer tonight." In Lucas, the pitch. Outside. 2-1. Lucas got a cup of coffee with the big league club last season up in Toronto. And who knows? If all goes well for him here on this rehab and all continues to go well for him up in Buffalo. 2-1. It's called strike. Fastball right on the inside black. Makes it 2-2. If all goes well for Lucas, he can find him right back at Rogers Center, perhaps. The way the season has gone for the big league team, they've dipped into AAA a fair amount. 2-2 pitch. Is grounded the opposite way into shallow left for a base hit. Cunningham gets the stop sign at third base. Excellent piece of hitting from Nathan Lucas. Back-to-back knocks to open the third inning for the Jays. They've got something cooking here. Men on the corners with no outs for Arjun Namala. So the first two hits of the game for the Jays come back-to-back. Namala hoping to make it three in a row. He grounded out to his counterpart Rivas at shortstop in the first. Right-handed batter, right-handed thrower. First pitch, swing and a foul tip into Mickness Mitt. And it's 0-1. Namala with a long and lanky build. Athletic from the right side. A one pitch. Sails high. Slider missed. One ball, one strike. Namala entering tonight's series opener. 32 games in the second half, hitting .252 with a .919 OPS. 1-1. Down in the dirt, low and away. Two balls and one strike. Those are numbers that you might expect from a first-round draft pick. It's hard to be an 18-year-old in single A. It's hard to be an 18-year-old in the Florida Complex League. 2-1 to Arjun. Swing and a foul back. Two balls, two strikes. I got to give a lot of credit to Namala with how he's rolled with the punches all season long. Opened the season on the DJ's roster with high expectations, struggled, landed on the dev list, then back with the complex team, and now back here. Throw to first, gets away. It's by Plaz to the warning track behind first base. Cunningham scores with ease from third base, and Lucas moves up to second. An errant pickoff throw gives the Blue Jays their first run of the ball game. They draw first blood. It's 1-0 in the top of the third. Second error of the ball game on Bradenton. E1 on Meath. 2-2. Namala swings and fouls it straight back. Had a 94-mile-an-hour fastball timed up. Namala with long blue socks, this gray jersey, waits on the next 2-2. Swings and misses on a fastball in on the hands. Meath sets him down for out number one in the third. Third strikeout for Meath. Here's Nick Mitchell. Mitchell reached on Bradenton's first error back in the first on the first baseman Plaz. First pitch. Down and outside. It doesn't count because it's a balk. Meath balked before throwing the pitch, and that allows Lucas to move from second to third. So Bradenton will bring the infield in here for Mitchell. Now the first pitch. Down and outside. It's 1-0. Mitchell, the Blue Jays' fourth round selection. A comp pick in the fourth round. So Sean Keyes, also a fourth rounder, batting behind him. 1-0 up and outside. Two balls, no strikes, and time is called by Mickness, the catcher. He trots out to the mound to talk things over with Meath. Maybe you're not a draft diehard. Maybe you're thinking, what do you mean by compensation pick? So Major League Baseball has systems in place now when teams lose free agents, things of that nature, they can get draft picks. As long as a team offers a free agent a certain amount of money to return, 2-0, misses up, three balls, no strikes, and that player declines and goes elsewhere for more money, and the team that offered the original money can get that compensation pick. 3-0 is inside, and that's ball four. Second walk of the game issued by Meath. Blue Jays again have runners on the corners with one out for Sean Keyes. Here comes the pitching coach, Matt Ford. Strides out to the mound. He'll bring the entire infield together as action starts up in the Marauders' bullpen. Blue Jays with a run in, top of the third. It's 1-0. On the throwing error by Meath. That allowed Carter Cunningham to score from third base. Lucas over on third. Mitchell aboard. Keys coming up. The numbers on Bradenton's pitching staff this season have not been bad. As a team, a 4.04 ERA that ranks fifth in the Florida Complex League. They, much like Dunedin, have struggled with walks. They're third in the league in walks issued, behind the DJs and St. Lucie, who ranks first. Meeting is over. Here's Keyes. First pitch, called strike. Fastball on the outside corner. It's 0-1. 1-0 Jays. They're hoping to add with Lucas on third. Mitchell with good speed over at first, being held by Plaz. The pitch is cracked high in the air to center. Bishop glides back, still going back. In front of the track, he makes the catch. Lucas tags from third. Throw goes to second. It's cut off. Sack fly for Sean Keyes. Blue Jays double their lead. It's now 2-0 in the third. That ball had a good sound to it off Keyes' bat. He just got a little bit underneath it. He's out number two, but he gets an RBI for his trouble. Process. Nick Mitchell tags and advances to second, so there's a man out there for Duran. First pitch. Misses up. It's 1-0. Edward popped out to the shortstop, Rivas, his first time. And an open stance. Duran waits on the 1-0 and waves and misses over a slider. One ball, one strike. Meath's pitch count at 57. It's easy to see why he's regarded as one of Pittsburgh's best pitching prospects. He steps off, but he is still very much raw. Just 19 years old. His 1-1 to Duran. Way outside. Lunging grab from Mickness. Keep that ball out in front. It's 2-1. Meath almost has a bit of that Chris Sale type build. Long and lanky, kind of wiry. Similar delivery, throws from three quarters, 2-1. Way outside. Three balls, one strike. Now, Meath, of course, isn't quite as sidearm as Sale is, but anytime you got a guy with that type of build and can pump a fastball in there at 95 miles an hour, you know you got something. 3-1 misses up. That's ball four. So second walk of the inning issued by Meath. Runners on first and second with two outs for Eddie Micheletti, who walked his first time. Keeping an eye on the first base dugout, occupied by Bradenton, manager Jim Horner staying put, at least for now. It's a two spot for the Jays in the top of the third. It's 2-0. An opportunity for some more. First pitch to Micheletti is on the way. Instead, a throw to second, a fake throw to second from Meath. So with that walk, Micheletti's first time, his on-base streak is 5 games. First pitch, misses up and in, almost glanced him on the hands. If you listen closely, you might have been able to hear Micheletti's reaction all the way from up here. You see 92 coming at you, high and tight. It's enough to make you say, kind of scary. 1-0. Micheletti takes a called strike. Fastball in the zone that time. Outside part of the plate. 1-1. The pitch. Up and away. 2-1. It's Mitchell on second. Duran over at first. Mitchell could easily score from second. And a ball hit into the outfield. Hitters count. 2-1 to Micheletti. Breaking ball just nibbles the outside corner. Called strike, and it's 2-2. Micheletti has gotten comfortable quickly in his time here with the Blue Jays. 2-2 to him. Has dribbled the opposite way to the shortstop, Rivas. Sliding stop. He gets up, and he's got no throw. It's an infield single for Eddie Micheletti, and that loads up the bases with two outs for Tucker Thoman. Some glances being exchanged in Bradenton's dugout. And no time called. It will be Meath to face Thoman. The bases full of birds and two outs in the top of the third. Blue Jays already lead 2-0. First pitch. Thoman takes way outside, not even close on the changeup. It's 1-0. Base hit here would be one big way to announce your return. Tucker playing his first game since July 11th. The pitch is swung on and missed. On a high fastball. 1-1. Thoman has flashed some real good pop at times this season. 1-1 to him. Swing and a miss. Fastball got him again, and it's 1-2. Thoman calls time. 4 homers for Tucker this season. One shy of his total from last year. 26 runs driven in. Meath trying to end a long top of the third inning. Likely his last inning of work. The 1-2. Outside by a hair. Slider did not come back, at least enough to where Meath needed it to be, just off that outside edge. So it's 2-2. Here's the pitch. Thoman fouls it straight back, right on a 93 mile an hour fastball. Still 2-2. Mitchell on third, Duran on second, Micheletti over at first. Field playing to pull for Thoman. Rivas up the middle. The pitch is a called strike 3. Fastball on the inside corner, and the inning is over. Meath slaps the side of his leg with his glove in frustration, but he does limit the damage to 2. Blue Jays score twice. First on an error, the next on a Sean Keyes sack fly. So it's 2-0 as we go to the bottom of the third on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Hey, DJs fans, next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays Shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting dunedinbluejays.milbstore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group, from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Gage Standifer now pitching with a 2-0 lead for the Jays as we go to the bottom of the third inning in Bradenton. First pitch to Braylon Bishop misses high. It's 1-0. Standifer worked out of some trouble in the second inning. 1-0 to Bishop. The lefty grounds it to the shortstop, Namala. He backhands, stops, throws to first in time to get a speedy Bishop by an eyelash. 6-3 put out for out number one in the bottom of the third inning. Here's the top of the lineup in Johnny Severino. So Standifer allowed a one-out single and then a one-out walk last inning. Then bounced back to strike out Rivas and then induced a ground out to end the inning. First pitch to Severino swung on and fouled back. That's 0-1. Feels like a big outing for Gage. Really trying to regain his stride. 0-1. Slider just misses outside. It's 1-1. Last week, again, improvement, but still, I'm sure, not where Gage wants to be. 5 walks last week. 1-1. Severino thought about the slider down and outside, but held up. It's 2-1. Gage working from the windup here. Reads the sign from Tibbetts. Kicks and fires. Severino lines it hard into left. Micheletti dives and makes the catch. A screamer off the bat of Severino, but Micheletti got a good break. And that ball hung up just long enough. Two up, two down for Standifer in the third. Reading up on Micheletti after he got drafted, it seemed the consensus was, yeah, this is very much a batting prospect. Bat first. First pitch to Will Taylor. Low and outside. It's 1-0. And that's kind of code for, well, he doesn't bring a lot defensively, but boy, can he sure swing it. Micheletti making a really nice play. He can cover some ground out there. 1-0 has popped up. Third base side. Foul ground. Keys circles back to it towards the bag. He's under it and makes the catch. Gage Standifer with another efficient frame. He sets down Bradenton 1-2-3 in the bottom of the third, preserving a 2-0 Blue Jays lead through three on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J's Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Bradenton starter Xander Meath is done after three innings, and he's currently on the hook for the loss. Granted, a whole lot of baseball left to play, but the Blue Jays lead 2-0 as we go to the top of the fourth inning, the series opener between the DJs and the Marauders here this week. Noah Takis, a lefty Canadian, is on for Bradenton. He'll square off against Brock Tibbetts to open his night. First pitch, fastball, called strike. 90 miles an hour, top of the zone, and it's 0-1. Tibbetts flight out to right his first time. Takis kicks and deals, and Tibbetts lays off the high cheddar. One ball, one strike. Takis, a product of Sacramento State, so he played his college ball here in the States. 1-1, check swing from Tibbetts on a breaking ball he held up. 2-1. So Takis, a native of Victoria, British Columbia, attended Oak Bay High School. 2-1 pitch. Tibbetts takes low and in. 3 balls and 1 strike. Takis was an undrafted free agent out of college last year at a Sac State. 3-1. Tibbetts swings and foul tips it into McNiss Mitt. Runs it full, 3-2. Takis spent most of the season with the FCL club, 20 appearances there. Just 3 here with Bradenton. He deals the payoff, and Tibbetts comes up empty on a breaking ball, 78 miles an hour. Steep change of pace. That's out number one. And tell you what, folks, we had the wrong pitcher that whole time. This is not Noah Takis, who's number 41 on the roster. This is Connor Oliver, number 45. First pitch to Carter Cunningham is taken for a called strike, and it's 0-1. Tell you what, I've never seen a 1 and a 5 look so similar. 0-1 pitch. It's a called strike. 0-2. So take all that information on Takis, put it in the back of your head, save it for later this week when we will inevitably see that right-hander. Oliver out in front of Cunningham, his 0-2. Misses inside and hit him. Got him on a breaking ball. Blue Jays have one out base runner in the fourth. So Cunningham reaches for the second time tonight in 2 tries. Brings up the top of the order, and Nathan Lucas. Lucas 1-for-2 with a single. Went the opposite way through the 6-hole. Blue Jays lead 2-0. First pitch. Called strike on the outside edge. It's 0-1. Top of the fourth inning here. So the numbers on Oliver this season. He's been with the team for the whole entire season. Long pause in the pitch. Outside, 1 ball, 1 strike. Oliver has split time between the bullpen and the starting rotation. He's got a 5.78 ERA and 62 and a third innings. He's ready for the 1-1. Here it is. Reached out and slowly tapped to third. The third baseman, Severino, picks it up. Pump fake to second, and by the time he looked to first, he had no play. So it's an infield single for Nathan Lucas. May have been ill-advised for Severino to cut off that ball in front of a charging Rivas, who probably would have had a much better angle on a throw to first. But instead, infield single. Lucas has his second hit tonight. Blue Jays are threatening again, hoping to add on to their 2-0 lead. Top of the fourth inning. Namala 0 for 2 with a strikeout. First pitch to him. Low and in near the shoot tops. It's 1-0. Time called, and the catcher Mickness comes out for a visit. Oliver, an Illinois native, started this season with Kansas City and the Royals organization. He's bounced around a little bit in his career between college and now the pros. Meeting is over. Everybody back to their stations. Oliver sits. Takes a long pause and deals. And Amala lays off. Off speed, way high. It's 2-0. This is a big game for the Blue Jays after what happened on Sunday and what happened last week in general. Trying to find their stride in that win-loss column again. 2-0. Namala pops it up. First base side. Plaz ranges into foul ground on the track. Has no room. It falls into the seats. So it's 2-1. All things considered last week, the offense as a whole wasn't bad. The hits were there, but the hits in spots like these, runners in scoring position, were not. The team struggled mightily in those spots. Hit under 200. With runners in scoring position. 2-1 to Arjun. Breaking ball in the dirt, and it trickles by Mickness towards the on-deck circle on the first base side. Everybody moves up 90 feet. Cunningham to third. Lucas up to second. Base hit could double the Blue Jays' advantage. Stands at 2-0 right now in the fourth. It's 3-1 on Namala. Oliver holds the baseball behind his back, kind of fiddles with it. He gazes in for the sign. Pitch clock at 7. The set and the pitch. Namala takes a breaking ball for a called strike. Curve tumbles in. Runs it full, 3-2. So the Blue Jays, to be exact, went 10 for 56 with runners in scoring position in six games last week. They lost 5 out of 6 games. Payoff pitch from Oliver. Swing and a miss. Strike 3. Namala came up empty on a big hack. Fastball at the top of the zone. That's out number 2. Second strikeout for Connor Oliver. So it's up to Nick Mitchell with runners on second and third. He's reached twice, once on an error, once on a walk. Lefty on lefty. First pitch. Chopped down to first base. Plaz backhand, stumbles, throws to first. Oliver got there in time. 3-1 put out. Great job by Oliver. Good footwork to slow down and beat Nick Mitchell to the bag. Just barely. So the Blue Jays strand two runners in scoring position, a familiar tale after last week. Their lead remains 2-0. On the Dundee Blue Jays Baseball Network, going to the bottom of the fourth. Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in 4 styles: fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.MILBstore.com. Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Hey, DJs fans, next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBstore.com. Blue Jays hold a 2-0 advantage as we go to the bottom of the fourth inning. Gage Staniford deals the first pitch to Deuce Gorson. Misses low. It's 1-0. Staniford has been good so far tonight. Worked a 1-2-3 third after getting out of a jam in the second. He kicks and deals and misses downstairs. Two balls, no strikes on Gorson, who flied out to left his first time in the first. Gorson, a product of UCLA. Native of San Diego, though. 2-0. It's popped up. Shallow left again. This one stays on the infield. Nabala is under it, and the shortstop makes the catch. Here's this Merlin Valdez. Blue Jays 2, Marauders nothing. Bottom of the fourth. Righty on righty, and the first pitch to Valdez. Is a called strike. It's 0-1. Staniford's start tonight important, not just in terms of his season line, 0-1. Low and away, one ball, one strike. Obviously, once you come up on the end of the season, guys are trying to improve their numbers, so you feel maybe a little bit more of a sense of urgency. 1-1. Check swing on a pitch in the dirt. Valdez held up. Two balls and one strike. But also, you look at the Blue Jays' pitching situation right now and the transactions that went down pregame today. 2-1. Valdez takes outside. It's 3-1. Blue Jays placed Nolan Perry on the injured list and Fernando Perez on the development list. So what that means is those two guys are out of the rotation. 2-1 downstairs, and that's ball four. And it gets by the catcher, Tibbetts, trickles towards the third base dugout, but Valdez stays put at first base. Second walk of the ball game issued by Staniford. Comes here with one out in the bottom of the fourth. 2-0 Jays, and here's Axial Plaz. But first, a visit from pitching coach Corey Reardon. So you take that into account. Perry onto the injured list. Perez onto the development list. Probably use a start off after struggling in his last three starts since the Futures game. Blue Jays need a guy that can come out and eat some innings. Generally this season, that has been Fernando Perez. It's been the staff's ace. But now the Blue Jays have lost him, at least for now. The status beyond this week, up in the air, who knows. And Perry, his status even more uncertain for the rest of the season. Blue Jays could use a strong outing from Staniford here tonight. Plaz singled his first time, back in the second, first pitch. Misses inside, ball one. Staniford, for a time, has pitched like an ace this season for the Jays. 1-0. Fastball in. Two balls, no strikes, including two starts against Bradenton. Five innings of one-run ball back on May 26th. then 4 1/3 innings of two-run ball back on June 16th. Set the 2-0. Just misses up. It's over the plate, but high. So close. It's 3-0. Stanifer trying not to lose the second straight batter. 3-0 applause. Swing and a miss. He had the green light. And when he got 15 homers, I guess why not? Stanifer reads the sign, nods at Tibbetts, sets, and deals. Pitch is grounded sharply past the reach of Namala, and it sneaks into left for a seeing eye single. Plaza's 2-for-2. Runners on first and second with one out for Emmanuel Torero. Torero walked back in the second inning. Blue Jays hold a 2-0 lead, bottom four. First pitch to Torero. Misses up, ball one. So first you look at it from the starting perspective with Perez and Perry down this week. How about the bullpen perspective and all the innings they had to throw last week? 1-0 is called strike at the knees. On a fastball, it's 1-1. Granted, this happens at this time of year. Guys are running out of innings to throw as we get into mid-August. 1-1. Torero taps it foul behind home plate. It's 1-2. But last week, almost every Blue Jays start was particularly short. Daniel Guerra on Thursday was the only guy who went 5 full innings. Blue Jays starters went 16 2/3 combined. 1-2 is a tapper to shortstop. Namala is there, gloves it, steps on second for one. Throw to first, in time, double play. 6-3, twin killing. A tailor-made double play tapper to the shortstop. And Gage Stanifer works out of another tricky spot. Still a zero up in the runs column for Bradenton. Still 2-0, Blue Jays. Through four innings, down in Bradenton on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. We'll see you at the shop soon.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays. It's the DJs 2 and Bradenton nothing as we're on to the fifth in the series opener. Glad you're with us on your Tuesday night. Connor Oliver back out for the Marauders. His first pitch to Sean Keyes, the Blue Jays cleanup man, misses outside. It's 1-0. Keyes drove in a run his last time on a sack fly to deep center. 1-0 pitch is drilled into the corner and right. This ball's got a chance, and it's foul. Off the wall, on the fly. Keyes smoked it, but he was just out front of a fastball. 104 miles an hour off the bat. All that for strike one. The way that Keys has barreled it up tonight and then on Sunday, you feel like he's close to his first pro homer. Here comes the 1-1. Keys takes a called strike. Cutter catches the outside corner. It's 1-2. Blue Jays lineup stacked with five lefties tonight, so it's not surprising to see southpaw Oliver on here in somewhat of a piggyback role. Again, he's started for half his outings this season. 1-2. Keys waves and misses. Same cutter, and this time it gets Keys swinging. Out number one in the fifth. Third strikeout for Oliver. Here's Edward Duran. Duran 0 for 1 with a walk, and a pop out to the shortstop, Rivas. 2-0 Jays in the fifth, first pitch. Curveball tumbles in at the bottom of the zone. It's 0-1. This is a very homer-friendly ballpark. Lecom Park has seen the most homers in the league this season. 0-1, sails upstairs. One ball, one strike. Second for most of the season, TD Ballpark. Oliver nods, kicks, and delivers. And Duran just gets a piece of a fastball on the outside edge. It's 1-2. Interesting to see action continuing in the Blue Jays bullpen as a righty gets loose. Staniford just over 50 pitches. Pretty effective tonight. Four scoreless innings, working around a few walks. 1-2. Duran jumps out of the way of a curveball that misses low and in. Two balls, two strikes. Blue Jays bullpen was so torn up over the weekend. The Blue Jays had to finish Sunday's game with Jaden Rudd pitching in the 10th, an outfielder. 2-2. Jam shot, foul ball off Duran's ankle. Fastball ran in on the hands. And Edward hobbles halfway down the third base line, trying to walk it off. Ouch, ouch, ouch. Duran with his hands on his knees, getting checked out by the trainer, Luke Green. Edward takes his helmet off now, trying to put some weight on it. Kind of stepping back and forth, attempting to loosen up that ankle or shin or calf. Now he kind of rubs his left ankle. So it is that front foot kind of on that inside part of his leg. He paces around. He wants to stay in this game, no doubt about it. Gets his helmet back and his lumber, and he'll climb back in. Count is 2-2 on Duran. One out, base is empty. Blue Jays 2, Bradenton nothing. Top 5. Oliver toes the rubber, working from the wind. Nod at the sign for McNiss. Now the 2-2 pitch. Duran jumps out of the way of a sinker low and in. He wanted nothing to do with that. Understandably so. Count runs full, 3-2. Oliver twists and deals. And Duran takes inside again. That's ball four. He'll take a little bit more of a pleasant walk. Down another baseline this time. Down to first. It's free pass. Duran with his second walk of the ball game. Here's Eddie Micheletti. Boy, that name has a ring to it, doesn't it? Eddie Micheletti. A late contender for the all-name team in the Florida State League. Lefty on lefty here, first pitch. Outside ball one. Two zip Jays here in the fifth. Micheletti has reached twice. Once on a walk, once on a single. A pause. And the pitch. Micheletti lays off a cutter outside. It's 2-0. Some good scenery here at Lee Comp Park. Big bushy palm trees beyond the wall in right and right center. Long set from Oliver. Gives a look at first. Now deals home. And Micheletti checks his swing on a fastball that's called strike. Outside part of the plate. It's 2-1. Lee Comp Park, somewhat of a downtown neighborhood type ballpark. 2-1. Outside. 3 balls and 1 strike. A lot of businesses around the ballpark. Very busy thoroughfare. Runs on the third base line. Three-one. Micheletti takes down and outside. That's ball four. Sinking fastball was real close, but not close enough. Back-to-back one-out walks issued by Oliver. Duran up to second. Tolman coming to the plate. And here comes Matt Ford for a check. All of Bradenton's mound visits taken by Ford. Feels like there's room for a sponsorship opportunity there. Mound visits driven by Ford. Maybe next year. Blue Jays hoping to tack on to their 2-0 lead. Visitors fifth inning. Tolman coming to the plate. 0-2 in his first game since early July. Struck out looking and swinging so far tonight. Both were against Xander Meath. First pitch to Tucker on the way. Swing and a miss over a curveball. 0-1. Tolman batting from the right side here. For a time earlier in the season, he completely ditched his right-handed swing. He's going all lefty. Here's the 0-1 toss. It is cracked in the air to right. Valdez gliding back. Backpedals, reaches up, and makes the catch. Oh, that turned into a bit of an adventure. But it's out number two. Duran tags up from second and moves to third. Micheletti remains put at first base. And Tolman is out number two in the fifth. So it's up to Brock Tibbetts now with men on the corners. Blue Jays have struggled again with runners in scoring position tonight. First pitch to Brock. Is fouled back. Off to the right, out of play. 0-1. Blue Jays as a team are 2-for-7 with men in scoring position tonight. Plenty of opportunities. Obviously, two knocks, better than nothing. But no less, you'd like better than that. 0-1. Tibbetts tips a curveball foul at the plate. Quickly 0-2. Blue Jays left the bases loaded in the third. Left two runners in scoring position last inning in the fourth. And here we are, men on the corners with two outs. Top of the fifth. Blue Jays lead by two. Oliver nods at Mickness. Sets at the chest and deals. And Tibbetts bounces it foul, third base side. Towards his teammates in the Blue Jays dugout. Still 0-2. Sun beginning to set over Bradenton as Oliver's ready for the next 0-2 pitch. It's bounced fair this time. Down to third, could be tough. Severino gloves it, throw to first in time to get Tibbetts by about a step. Blue Jays do not score. They leave two. They get two walks, but no runs to show for it. And it's still Blue Jays 2, Marauders nothing. Going to the home fifth on the Dundee Blue Jays Baseball Network. Hey, DJs fans, next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting dunedinbluejays.milbstore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. After four shutout frames, Gage Stanifer's night is done, and Kevin Miranda's night has just begun. Blue Jays lead 2-0 as we go to the bottom of the fifth inning. It's another short start for Blue Jays starters. Stanifer began to struggle a little bit with his command in that fourth inning, but all things considered, he was pretty efficient tonight. We'll have his final line here in a moment. Miranda will face Javier Rivas, 7-batter in Bradenton's lineup, to open his night. First pitch to him here. Misses up and in on Heater. It's 1-0. Miranda, a right-hander, with an ERA over 10 in his time with the DJs, in 4 1/3 innings. 1-0. Swing and a miss. Oh, Rivas was way out in front of a changeup. Really pulled the string on him. So it's 1-1, and Miranda steps off as Rivas calls time. So Miranda has allowed 5 earned runs in 4 1/3 innings. He opened the season with Vancouver in effective fashion before landing on the IL. 1-1, Rivas rips and foul tips it into Tibbetts mitt. Change up again. Drew a similar swing. So it's 1-2. Miranda from the center of the rubber deals. And Rivas reaches out, flies it into left. Here comes Micheletti. He gets underneath it and makes the catch. Rivas is out number one. Base is empty for Justin Mickness. Mickness 0 for 1 with a unique ground out. You could say back to the pitcher. You could also say back to the second baseman, Tucker Tolman. First pitch to the lefty. Misses low. It's 1-0. 2-0 Jays, bottom of the fifth. So that ball that Mickness grounded out on in the second inning glanced off Gage Stanifer's mitt right to Tucker Tolman at second. 1-0. Changeup misses in. 2 balls, no strikes. So 1-4-3 on the putout. You'll take it. 2-0. He has a called strike. Slider finds the top of the zone. 2-1. Miranda reads the sign. Throws. And the pitch is lined over Tolman, down into right for a base hit. Got it over the infield that time. Mickness has a line drive single with one out in the fifth. Brings the tying run to the plate in the form of Braylon Bishop. Final line on Gage Stanifer, four innings, two hits, no runs, two walks, one strikeout. His best outing in a while. Good to see Gage with a good start here tonight. First pitch to Bishop. Just misses low. Close on a slider, but it's 1-0. Bishop 0-for-1, grounded out to the shortstop Namala in the third. Namala playing right up the middle for Bishop, the lefty. 1-0 toss from Miranda. He is in there for a called strike. It's 1-1. Miranda's last outing. He got the save by recording one out on Saturday night. Came on with two outs, two on, tying run on second base, and got a ground out. 1-1. Bishop rips and misses. It's 1-2. Miranda readies. Takes a breath and deals. Swing and a miss. He got him. Went to the high fastball. Bishop chased, and he's out number two. Bottom of the fifth. Here's the top of the order in Johnny Severino. Severino 0-for-2. Lined out to left on a nice catch from Eddie Micheletti. His last time. First pitch. Knee-buckling bender taken for a called strike at the bottom of the zone. 0-1. Blue Jays in the catbird seat. 2-0. Bottom five. 0-1 to Severino. Misses in the dirt. Tibbetts keeps it out in front and keeps Mickness over at first. 1-1, one strike. Severino, a highly touted young prospect, flashed his pop in a good season with Florida Complex League Club. Came over to Pittsburgh last year before the deadline from Milwaukee. 1-1. Swing and a foul back. Glances off the roof of the press box. Tumbles down the netting, protecting the press box. Back down onto the field. 1-2. Severino sent to Pittsburgh in exchange for Carlos Santana, who went the other way. 1-2. A little nubber. It stays fair on the first baseline. Tibbetts picks it up, throws to first in time, and that ends the inning. That ball just barely stayed fair. Severino tapped it out in front of the plate, and it barely moved. So the inning is over. Miranda allows a single, but that's all. Still 2-0 Jays as we go to the sixth on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
A It's still Blue Jays 2, Bradenton nothing. We're on our way to the top of the sixth inning. New hurler on for Bradenton as the first pitch to Carter Cunningham has popped up third base side. Had a play in its 0-1. Bounces onto the roof of the third base grandstand. Marauders go from Connor Oliver to Connor Whitgriff. Another lefty. Whitgriff, a Minnesota product. 0-1. Cunningham takes a called strike. Fastball at the bottom of the zone. 93 on the gun, and it's 0-2. Whitgriff, a Minnesota boy through and through, native of Prior Lake, Minnesota. 0-2. Cunningham waves and misses at a slider. And it's uno dos adios for out number one. And the visitor is sixth. Brings up Nathan Lucas. Another lefty. So Whitgriff attended the University of Minnesota. They've got a pretty good baseball program considering how cold it is there. First pitch to Lucas, misses low and away. It's 1-0. Earlier this season, we saw George Clausen, then Phillies prospect with Clearwater. He's really the best pitcher in the league for the first 2 months. 1-0 is fouled off onto the street. Out towards the pseudo parking lot across the street. And it's 1-1. Clausen was then a headlining prospect in a deadline deal, sent him to the Angels. 2-2. Rather, 1-1 inside. That's ball two. Two balls, one strike on Lucas, who's 2-for-3. Scored a run in the third when the Blue Jays got both their runs in this 2-0 lead. 2-1. Way low and outside. Not close. It's 3-1. Whitgriff. Quite the last name. Get you the spelling here in a second. 3-1. Is fouled back. Back towards Arjun Namala on deck. He had to duck out of the way. Looked like he was breakdancing in the Olympics there. Oof, had to hit the deck quick. By the way, breakdancing not supposed to be part of the 2028 LA Games, in case you were wondering. Payoff pitch to Lucas is swung on and missed. Strike three. Fastball at 88 on the outside edge sets him down. Two up, two down, and here is Namala. Good to see he's all right. Ooh. That is scary anytime a foul ball goes back to the on-deck circle. Two zip Jays. We're in the sixth. First pitch. This is low and in. Namala jumps out of the way. It's 1-0. Speaking of the Olympics, looking ahead to 2028, guess it's never too early after the closing ceremony on Sunday. Baseball will return to the Olympics in L.A. 1-0. Outside, two balls, no strikes. There was a lot of conversation about that before the Olympics started around baseball and what MLB is going to do about it. 2-0. Namala rips and foul tips a sinker into the glove of Mickness. It's 2-1. Commissioner Rob Manfred came out with a quote and said, we really don't have an official position on it. 2-1. Downstairs, 3-1. And Tony Clark, the head of the players' union, also said something similar. So it sounds like both parties are open to it, but the framework is not there for any sort of Olympic break. 3-1. Namala pops it up. Opposite way, first baseline, plows into foul ground. The first baseman gives way for the right fielder, Valdez, and it drops on the line. Namala's into second standing with a double. Thank you very much. Bradenton saying, that's foul, no way. It was sure close, but no argument from the first base dugout. Catcher Mickness is saying that that was a foul ball. And he had a pretty good view at it, but then again, so did Caden Titchener, home plate umpire. Whitgriff a little frustrated, claps his hands together as Nick Mitchell will get a crack at it here with two outs. First pitch to him. Called strike on a fastball on the outside edge. It's 0-1. Mitchell walked in the third, grounded out to first in the fourth. 0-1 pitch. Down and outside. It's 1-1. So to wrap up on the Olympics, it will be interesting to see what Major League Baseball decides on that. I think it's different considering that the United States is hosting the Olympics. 1-1. Down and away. Two balls, one strike. You look at all the excitement that the World Baseball Classic brings to the baseball world. Bringing that type of excitement to the Olympics would be a huge benefit. 2-1 is dribbled foul. First base side. Two balls, two strikes. And Jeff Passan had a great point on this on Twitter the other day after the Olympic gold medal game in men's basketball. What would that game be like without all those superstars? 2-2. Down and outside. Runs it full, 3-2. So if you look at it at that from a baseball perspective, sure, having baseball in the Olympics is going to be fun no matter what, but it's a lot more fun with the stars. Payoff pitch to Mitchell is a called strike three. On a slider at the top of the zone. Fan yells, froze him. Sure did. And that ends the inning. Namala left on second base after a pop-up double. And Blue Jays remain in front by just two. 2-0. Going to the home half of the sixth on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in four styles: fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Hey DJs fans, next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon.
Watch me now.
Listen up, base.
Blue Jays lead is still 2-0 going to the bottom of the sixth inning. It's been a good one on this Tuesday night. Kevin Miranda deals the first pitch to Will Taylor in the home sixth that misses low and away. It's 1-0. Miranda on in relief of Gage Stanifer, who started the ball game with four shutout innings for the Jays. Miranda worked around a single last inning. 1-0 pitch. Taylor takes a called strike. Fastball just clips the inside corner. So it's 1-1. Miranda from the stretch at all times. Kicks and delivers. And a breaking ball misses outside. 2-1. Taylor, a really interesting story because he was a two-sport athlete. 2-1 pitch. Misses outside. It's 3-1. No, not in high school. At Clemson. Even more impressive, he was on the football team for two seasons, 2021 and 2022. 3-1. Taylor takes a breaking ball, called strike at the knees. He was on his way to first. And so he runs a curl route back to the right-handed batter's box. That's full on the former wide receiver. Here's the payoff from Miranda. That one misses high, and now it's a streak down to first base for Taylor. Leadoff walk in the bottom of the sixth. So here's Deuce Gorson. 2-0 Blue Jays advantage. Home sixth inning in Bradenton. Gorson, 0-2. First pitch. Sails high, ball one. So to wrap up on Taylor, he decided he was going to play baseball full-time in July 2023. And clearly that's worked out pretty well for him. 1-0. Breaking ball, called strike on the outside edge. 1-1. So Taylor in his two seasons, throw over to first is late. Two seasons on the gridiron, caught seven passes for 22 yards. One touchdown. He's got a three-step lead over at first, the 1-1. Outside, two balls, one strike. Blue Jays with two runs on five hits, no errors. Marauders with no runs on three hits and two errors. Miranda pauses and deals, and Gorson dribbles it foul, first base side. Two balls, two strikes. Clouds way out in the distance. As another pickoff throw to first comes in late. Taylor back in standing. Pink and orange clouds on the horizon as the sun sets off to the west. Wind still blowing out. Pretty healthy breeze out to right here at Leacom Park that has been a launch pad this season. Miranda with a breath. 2-2, runner goes, pitch misses up, throw down from Tibbetts, is in time to get him. A one-hop strike from Tibbetts, and the tag got him right on the noggin. Taylor got a pretty good jump, had to be a great throw, and it sure was from Tibbetts. Taylor caught stealing for out number one. Pitch missed. The count is now full. Here's the payoff to Gorson. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Changeup tied him up. Low and in. Just like that, two down. Bases empty for Esmerlin Valdez. This is how you want to face Valdez, who's got 17 homers to his name. First pitch to him. Is tattooed into the corner and left. It drops fair and rolls all the way to the wall. Valdez chugging into second. He'll hold up there with a two-out, two-bagger. Now that caught stealing becomes even bigger. And could have scored a run. Would have scored a run. If Taylor was safe at second, might have even scored him if he was still at first base. So here's Oxiel Plaz. Bradenton tries to get back into this ball game. They trail 2-0. It's been a slow day for their offense. Snapping back into it here. First pitch to Plaz. Just misses. Up and away. 1-0. Pretty healthy Tuesday night crowd here in Bradenton. Tuesdays are tough around the Florida State League. 1-0 is bounced foul at home plate. One ball, one strike on Plaz. So you look at the season numbers on the Marauders as a team. They're last in the league in average, 210 entering the series. They're eighth in OPS, but this duo, Valdez and Plaz, just about as good as anybody in the league. Pitch is bounced foul down the third base line. Plaz just out in front of a changeup. 1-2. Valdez and Plaz, not the prettiest batting averages, but anytime you can have two guys batting back-to-back in the lineup with over 15 homers in single A, pretty good. Miranda sets and unloads the 1-2. Plaz swings and misses. Strike three, inning over. Shutout remains intact. Valdez stranded on second base. And Kevin Miranda tosses up his second zero of the night. It's still 2-0 Jays. To the seventh we go on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays. Blue Jays searching for some cushion as we go to the top of the seventh. It's 2-0 Dunedin. And the first pitch from Sean Keyes from a new pitcher, Luigi Hernandez, misses low and in. Keyes 0-for-2 with a sac fly on his line. Hernandez, a righty, fires and misses up and away. Two balls, no strikes. Hernandez takes over for Connor Whitgriff, who struck out three and allowed a hit in the sixth. 2-0. Keyes watches the fastball for a called strike. Top of the zone. 2-1. Hernandez with a 7.05 ERA and 44 and two-thirds innings. He winds and fires, and Keyes swings over a slider. It's 2-2. In case you're just joining us, Blue Jays scored their only two runs tonight back in the third inning. 2-2. Downstairs in the dirt. McNiss knocked it down. Comes up a bit gimpy. Caught some flesh there. Count is full now on Keyes, 3-2. The payoff. Called strike three. Fastball spotted up on the outside edge. It was also a bit high, but in the strike zone, according to the automatic balls and strike system. And here's Edward Durant. Durant has walked twice, popped out once. First pitch. And there for a called strike. Fastball in the outer half of the plate. It's 0-1. It's 2-0 Blue Jays in the seventh. The pitch. Bottom of the zone, called strike two. Hernandez has come on and pounded the zone. 0-2. Duran swings and fouls it back. We'll do it again. Edward now with a little bit more competition at the catcher spot these days. 0-2, swing and a miss, strike three. Hernandez reached back for the high cheddar, and Edward couldn't catch up. So it's back-to-back strikeouts for Hernandez to open his outing. The bases are empty for Eddie Micheletti. Blue Jays on top, 2-0 in the seventh. First pitch to Micheletti. Skips out in front of the plate. Ball one. Micheletti has not been retired tonight. Two walks and a single. Hernandez kicks and tosses, and Micheletti takes a rip and a miss. 1-1. Hernandez twists and tosses. And Micheletti takes out in front of the plate. So it's 2-1. Sometimes it takes some guys some getting used to coming out of college, like Micheletti, and come in, find their routine, get to know their teammates. But for Micheletti, it seems like he's been here all year. 2-1. Low and in near the shins. It's ball three, 3-1. Just based on the way that Micheletti interacts with his teammates, the energy that he brings to the yard. 3-1 pitch. Downstairs, and it's the third walk of the ball game issued to Eddie Micheletti. Blue Jays have a man aboard with two outs. Top of the seventh inning, hoping to add to a 2-0 lead. Here's Tucker Thoman. Thoman back around to the left side here. After flying out to right from the right side, back in the fifth. First pitch to Tucker. On the way. It's fouled off at a plate on the third base side. 0-1. The Blue Jays have had a base runner in every inning, and they've left at least one runner on in scoring position in six innings. Swing and a miss from Thoman. Rather, in five innings of the six we've completed. 0-2 on Tucker. That's not a stat you want to hear. Thoman calls time, steps out of the box, climbs back in. An open stance. Slightly open. Waits on the 0-2. And he chases a slider in the dirt. Mickness scoops it up, throws to first in time, and the inning is over. Hernandez strikes out three. Blue Jays strike out three times for the second consecutive inning. It's time to stretch at Lecom Park. It's still Blue Jays 2, Marauders nothing. Could be an exciting finish on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Hey, DJs fans. Next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays Shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting dunedinbluejays.milbstore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. We are all stretched out at Lecom Park, and the Blue Jays' lead remains tight. 2-0 in the bottom of the seventh inning, and Eliandro Colde is on for the Jays. First pitch to Emmanuel Torero. Misses outside, ball one. Colde, the right-hander, has been excellent lately, but he's had just a good season all year. His 1-0 pitch is drilled deep to center. Mitchell back, still going back. He makes the catch on the track. Torero gave that ball a ride, but it's just a loud out number one. Here's Javier Rivas. So the numbers on Alcalde overall, 3.26 ERA in 49 and two-thirds innings. Opponent sitting just a buck 94 against him. Rivas 0 for 2. First pitch to the righty. Skips out in front of the plate, ball one. Alcalde, across his last four outings, has thrown 6 2/3 innings without allowing a run. His 1-0 toss. Rivas takes just below the zone. 2-0. Once you get to these spots in games, any base runner instantly turns up the pressure. 2-0 pitch. Rivas bounces it to the shortstop, Namala. On one hop, he gloves it, throws to first, and plenty of time for out number two. Two up, two down for Eliander. Here's Justin Mickness. Lights have taken full effect now at Lecom Park, shining down on the dark infield dirt. It's almost like a blackish brown. First pitch to Mickness, line drive, and it dumps down into center for a two-out base knock. That'll bring the tying run to the plate with two outs in the seventh. 2-0 Blue Jays. And that tying run is Braylon Bishop. Tip of the cap to Kevin Miranda, who is strong in two innings of relief. Two innings, two hits, three strikeouts, and one walk. First pitch to Bishop. Misses low and in, ball one. Two runs on five hits for the Jays. No runs on five hits for Bradenton. 1-0. Misses low and in. Bishop jackknifes out of the way. Change up near his knees. Two balls, no strikes. Colde readies and fires. And Bishop taps it slowly, first base side, scooped up by Tibbetts. He sidearms down to first in time. Nice throw, changing arm angles to make that play from Tibbetts. And that ends the inning. Mickness left on first base after a two-out knock. And the score remains 2-0 Blue Jays. On to the eighth on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
.891 due up for the Jays as their lead remains 2-0 over Bradenton. Going to the top of the eighth, and the first pitch to Brock Tibbetts misses low and away. It's 1-0. All the scoring and one half inning in this ball game. Top of the third for the Jays. 1-0 to Brock. He thought about a slider, but it misses down, and he holds up on a check swing. Two balls, no strikes. In that third inning, Carter Cunningham doubled. 2-0. Tibbetts takes a fastball for a called strike. It just nicks the upper inside corner. It's 2-1. Cunningham doubled. Nathan Lucas singled. Mitchell walked. Keys drove in a run on a sac fly. Swing and a miss. It's 2-2. And before that sac fly, Cunningham scored on an error. So an error and a sac fly are the difference in this game. 2-0 Jays in the eighth. Luigi Hernandez out for a second inning of work. He struck out three in the seventh. His 2-2 pitch is soared out of play behind home plate and lands on the net off to our right, right of the press box. Still 2-2. These two teams will be at it all week. Next 2-2. Tibbetts hops it just inches foul on the third base line. It was hugging it, but bounced over the bag, foul. So it remains 2 balls, 2 strikes. Tibbetts 0 for 3 tonight. A fly out, a strikeout, and a ground out in that order. 2-2. Check swing, flare to the third baseman, Severino. He charges in and snares it for the first out. So here's Carter Cunningham. Carter doubled and scored that run we were talking about in the third. First pitch, outside, ball one. Cunningham was also hit with a pitch in the fourth, so he's reached twice. 1-0. His fly out of play. Third base side, out of the ballpark. 1-1. Hernandez in a good rhythm here. He throws and misses high. It's 2-1. Cunningham coming off the high of his first pro homer on Sunday. A majestic 2-1 outside. 3-1, a majestic line drive shot into the gap in left center that got stuck underneath the fence but eventually picked up. And as a result, it was an inside the park homer. That'll happen. 3-1 is tapped foul at the plate. Runs it full, 3-2. Cunningham said, right off the bat, I knew it. Time called and a fresh delivery of baseballs handed out to Caden Titchener, home plate umpire. Both Hernandez and Cunningham more than ready. Now the payoff pitch. It is swung on and missed on a pitch in the dirt. Mickness lost it, scrambles to it, picks it up, throws to first in time. That's the fourth strikeout for Luigi Hernandez. Two up, two down in the eighth. So here's Nathan Lucas with two outs. Blue Jays have had a base runner in every inning this game so far. That streak on the line here. 2-0, top of the eighth. Blue Jays on top. First pitch to Lucas. Is sliced in the air to left. Terrero moves towards center. He's under it and makes the catch to end the inning. So the Blue Jays don't get a base runner for the first time all night. They go down in order in the eighth. We go to the home half. It's still 2-0. Jays on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in four styles: fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Hey, DJs fans, next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon. Blue Jays hanging on to a 2-0 lead in the bottom of the eighth inning. Leandro Alcalde back out for his second frame, and the first pitch to Johnny Severino is popped up behind home plate. Brock Tibbetts gives it a look and watches it drop out of play. It's 0-1. So El Train worked a scoreless seventh inning. Induced two ground outs and a fly out. Worked around a single from Justin Mickness. All from the stretch from Alcalde. He deals. And Severino chops it down to third. Keys is there. His throw to first. And plenty of time for out number one. Brings up Will Taylor. Taylor 0-for-2. Walked his last time in the sixth. Then was caught stealing at second base. A play that loomed large as Merlin Valdez doubled later in the inning. First pitch. Taylor takes inside. 1-0. Alcalde reads the sign, sets and deals. Taylor hits it hard, but right at Namala on one half. He gloves it, throw to first in time, two down. Base is empty for Deuce Gorson. Alcalde has worked with remarkable efficiency so far tonight. He's thrown just 13 pitches and recorded five outs. That is music to the Blue Jays' ears. First pitch to Gorson. Rip and a miss. He was out in front of a changeup. 0-1. 2-0. Blue Jays in front. Here's the 0-1. A big swing comes up empty again on another change of pace. Quickly 0-2. Gorson calls time, steps out of the box, adjusts his batting gloves. Alcalde at this rate could come back out for the ninth, which would be ideal, limiting the Blue Jays to just three pitchers in this series opener. After Sunday's mess, that'd be great. 0-2. It's flied into right. Lucas comes in. He's there. Makes the catch, and the inning is over. 1-2-3 frame for Mulcalde. His pitch count remains low, and we go to the ninth. Blue Jays on the hunt for insurance when we come back, leading 2-0 on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays. Anybody know an insurance agent? Blue Jays could use one right about now. 2-0, top of the ninth in Bradenton. First pitch to Arjun Namala. It's a called strike on a slider on the inside edge. It's 0-1. Luigi Hernandez out for his third inning of relief. His 0-1. Misses low, 1-1. Blue Jays have gone scoreless in the last six innings. The pitch. Downstairs, 2-1. After scoring their two runs in the third, they've had a handful of opportunities, but they've gone by the wayside. 2-1 to Arjun. Low and in, 3-3. Namala picked up a double on a blooper down the line and right in the sixth. Looks like a line drive in the book has him at 1-4. Hernandez with the pitch clock winding down, deals, and Namala pops it up, first base side, and it's a souvenir. Clinks off the roof. The old-fashioned first base grandstand. Covered grandstand up until each base on both sides. Payoff pitch. Namala bounces it foul. He stays alive. We'll have another payoff. Hernandez with 4 strikeouts. He throws, and Namala lifts it high in the air, deep down the line and left, but it's foul. Clobbered a fastball up and in, but got way out in front and under it. So we'll have another 3-2 pitch. Hernandez kind of wiggles in on the rubber, gets comfy, now shakes off Mickness, sees what he wants, and throws, and Namala swings and misses. Sinker dove low and in, and Namala couldn't get a piece of it. He's out number one in the ninth. 5 punch outs now for Hernandez. Brings up Nick Mitchell. Blue Jays 2, Bradenton 0 in the ninth. First pitch to Mitchell. Up and away, 1. Mitchell without a hit tonight, 0-3, but he does have a walk. That was in the third. Out of these newcomers, hot hitting out of the gate. 1-0 is flared to the shortstop, Rivas. He gloves it head high, zips it on a line to first in time to get a hustling Mitchell for out number two. 6-3 put out there. Bases empty for Sean Keyes. he's definitely the type of guy that can provide a little bit of insurance with one swing. Blue Jays lead 2-0 as it stands now in the ninth. First pitch to Keys. It is a called strike. Slider makes it 0-1. Center cut there near the bottom of the zone. 0-1 offer. Keys lays off that same slider down in the dirt. It's 1-1. Keys, the Bucknell product, ready for the 1-1 pitch. And he takes fastball down and away. It's 2-1. Keys, the Patriot League Player of the Year this spring. 2-1. Called strike as a fastball just barely tipped the outside edge. So it's 2-2. Hernandez ready. He fires. And Keys takes outside. Runs it full, 3-2. Looking ahead to the bottom of the ninth for Bradenton, Valdez, Plaz, and Torero. Valdez and Plaz with 32 homers between the two of them. Here's the payoff. Keys takes low and in. That's ball four. Blue Jays get a two-out base runner in the top of the ninth. That extends the inning for Edward Duran. Ran with two walks, a strikeout, and a pop-out to short. 2-0 Blue Jays. First pitch. Pops McNiss mitt, but it's just outside on a cutter. And he cut fastball at 92. 1-0. Hernandez sets at the chest, fires, and that one's a called strike. Went to the fastball. Got the call on the inside edge. 1-1. Keys tiptoes off first, being held. The pitch. Outside, 2-1. There is somebody up and kind of stretching out, but not quite throwing for the Blue Jays out in the bullpen, so it will be all call day, at least to start the bottom of the ninth. 2-1. Duran lashes it shallow right. Valdez coming on. He makes a running catch. And that ends the inning. Blue Jays get a two-out walk from Sean Keys. But that is all. Bottom of the ninth. Buckle up. Valdez, Plaz, Torero coming up for Bradenton as the Blue Jays hang on to their 2-0 lead on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Hey, DJs fans. Next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays Shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting dunedinbluejays.milbstore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. On Sunday in Dunedin, the Blue Jays lost 10-4 to Palm Beach by virtue of letting up 6 runs without allowing a hit in the top of the 10th inning. They issued a season-high 15 walks. Here on Tuesday in Bradenton, the Blue Jays are 3 outs away from a shutout win. It's 2-0, and Eliandrol Calde is back out for the bottom of the ninth. He'll start his work against us. Merlin Valdez, who's reached twice, once on a walk, once on a double. First pitch. Low for ball one. Slider just barely missed. 1-0. Alcalde came on in the seventh. He's worked back-to-back scoreless frames. 1-0. Swing and a miss. 1-1. On just 15 pitches. So two innings on 15 pitches. Alcalde at 18 pitches now. The pitch. Down and away. Two balls, one strike. All in all, an excellent pitching performance from the Jays tonight, starting with Gage Stanifer. 2-1. Valdez takes a called strike. Slider found the inside part of the zone. It's 2-2. Stanifer with four frames, two walks, one K. Kevin Miranda with two shutout innings, three strikeouts, and now Alcalde ready for the 2-2. Valdez breaks his bat on a flare down to third. Alcalde gives chase, reaches out, and can't make the catch. It drops as Merlin Valdez reaches to open the bottom of the ninth. Scored a single for Valdez. And here's Axial Plaz. Strange play there. Valdez got jammed, pulled the ball halfway between the mound and third base on the line. Alcalde with a valiant effort, but the ball bounced off the heel of his mitt. So the first pitch to Plaz misses up. It's 1-0. Blue Jays 2. Bradenton nothing. Bottom of the ninth. Valdez being held at first by Cunningham. The pitch is low. Two balls, no strikes. There is a righty throwing. It's Jandre Rojas for the Jays. Hard to miss his bright teal glove. Brock Tibbetts senses trouble, calls time, wants to talk things over with Alcalde. Tucker Toman in from second, and Sean Keyes in from third. He's kicking his cleats off just a little bit. Tying run at the plate. And a formidable power threat in Axial Plaz. One of the most under-the-radar stories in the league this season. Plaz opened it up with the Complex League team. Came up as Bradenton needed a guy in May. Hit a homer in his debut and hasn't stopped hitting for power since. Meeting is over. Here's the 2-0 pitch. It's popped up behind home plate, out of play, 2-1. Valdez with just two stolen bases. He is not a threat to run here. Alcalde reads the sign, deals, and gets a called strike. Fastball pinpointed on the inside edge. Two balls, two strikes. Calde shakes off Tibbetts on the first base side of the rubber. He sets and goes, and the pitch misses low and away, gets away from Tibbetts up the first base side, and Valdez moves into scoring position at second base. Double play out of order now. The count is full, 3-2. Calde wipes sweat off his brow. The spot in and of itself enough to make you sweat. 3-2, swung on and missed. Strike three. High slider sets down Plaz for a big out number one in the bottom of the ninth for Alcalde. So here's Emmanuel Torero. Merlin Valdez on second base. Torero, the tying run at the plate. This is 2-0 Jays. First pitch. called strike. Change up at the knees makes it 0-1. Blue Jays infield playing to pull. Tucker Thoman, the second baseman, way in the hole over at first for the lefty Torero. 0-1. Called strike two. A beauty of a change up at the bottom of the zone. Throws Torero. 0-2. Mala playing behind the bag at short. Holding on Valdez. The 0-2. Flied into left. Pretty deep. Micheletti moves back. Has room in front of the track and makes the catch. Throw goes to third and keeps Valdez at second. That brings Bradenton down to its final out, represented by Javier Rivas. And Corey Reardon, Blue Jays pitching coach, will come out for a visit. Just to check on all call day and go over the scouting report on Rivas. Rivas, one of five players on this Marauders roster with eight homers or more. Just a three-man meeting. Tibbetts, all called day, and Reardon. What's left of this Tuesday night crowd? Vocal on the edge of their seats at Lecom Park. Rivas into the box, 0-3 tonight. Fly out, strike out, and ground out. Righty on righty. First pitch from Alcalde. Misses downstairs, sliding stop from Tibbetts. It's 1-0. Rivas with 40 runs driven in, 89 games, 11 home runs, but 110 strikeouts. 1-0. Reaches out, dribbles it down to third. Keys charges, gloves, throws on the run. Just in time at first base. That's the ball game. Blue Jays win it. Aleander Alcalde with a three-inning save for the Blue Jays to nail down a 2-0 win. What a way to start the week for this Jays pitching staff. After an absolute disaster on Sunday to drop the series finale against Palm Beach, the Blue Jays turn around and come up with a shutout on Tuesday. What a difference a day off makes. Stanifer with four shutout innings, Miranda with two shutout innings, and Alcalde with three to lock it down. Back with the totals and the postgame show next on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in four styles: fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
DJs fans, take advantage of one of our many ticket packages for the 2024 season. Options include the four-game Flex Pack. Purchase four or more games and receive a discounted ticket rate. The Bands and Brews Flex Pack includes a ticket and drink voucher for between 5 and 12 Friday home games, as as well as a Dunedin Blue Jays pint glass, starting at less than $32. Just want to catch one game? Single game tickets start at just $8 online. For more information on tickets, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. Back to put the finishing touches on this one at Leecom Park in Bradenton. Here are the final totals. First for the victorious Dunedin Blue Jays. They score two runs on five hits, no errors, and they leave 12 men on base. For the Marauders, no runs on six hits, two errors, and seven left. The winning pitcher is Kevin Miranda, who pitched two shutout innings in relief of Gage Stanifer, walked one and struck out three. Miranda is 1-1. The loss goes to Xander Meath. Meath went three innings, allowed three hits, two earned runs that decided the ball game in the top of the third. He walked three and struck out four. The save goes to Eliandro Alcalde, his fifth this season, a three-inning beauty. He allowed two hits, one of them a check swing flare, broken bat on the infield. He struck out one in an excellent outing. Very efficient, and saved the Blue Jays from having to use a fourth pitcher in tonight's ball game. And with the way that things are right now for the Blue Jays bullpen, that is a big deal. This ball game played in 2 hours and 26 minutes in front of a crowd of 544 at Leecom Park. With the victory, the Blue Jays are 20-21 in the second half of the year. They improved to 54-53 overall, while the Marauders dropped to 46-63 on the season. They are 17-26 in the half. Good bounce back win from the Jays, much needed after a brutal loss on Sunday. Let's look elsewhere around the Florida State League now. Starting with, how about the first place Fort Myers Mighty Muscles? Let's see what they're doing. First place in the Florida State League West Division here in the second half. They lead Lakeland 6-0 in Fort Myers. That's a huge, huge series between first place Fort Myers and second place Lakeland. Right now, Fort Myers rising to the occasion. They lead 6-0 in the top of the eighth. They're through eight in Clearwater, where the Threshers lead Tampa 7-2. Top of the ninth in Daytona, it's St. Lucie 3 and the Tortugas 2. One final score in the books between Palm Beach and Jupiter. They always play early on Tuesdays down there. Jupiter 3, Palm Beach 1. That's the Florida State League. How about the Toronto Blue Jays organization tonight? Starting with AAA Buffalo on the road at Scranton Wilkes-Barre, and they trail 6-4 in the top of the eighth inning. AA New Hampshire locked in a good one with Reading on the road. It's 5-5 in the top of the eighth. Vancouver on the road at Spokane. They'll start at 9:35 Eastern Time. And that's all for the minor league side. As for the big league club here on Tuesday, let's see. They remain out west after taking the series opener from L.A. last night. That would be the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim, as they're formerly known. 4-2 yesterday. Tonight they'll get started at 9:38 Eastern Time. So coming up here in about 30 minutes, game two of that series in Anaheim for the Big Birds. Looking ahead to tomorrow's matchup here between these two clubs in Bradenton, Florida. Game two of the six-game set. The pitching matchup will be Michael Kennedy, the southpaw for Bradenton, up against, let's see, for the Blue Jays, it's the left-hander Christopher Castro in his second start in single A. So it's two southpaws going at it tomorrow. Don't see that very often. Kennedy for Bradenton, Castro for the Jays. That about does it for our coverage from Leecom Park here tonight in Bradenton. for our entire crew back at TD Ballpark. This is Larry Larson saying thank you so much for spending your Tuesday night with us, and we hope you can join us again tomorrow. One more time, the final score. It's the DJs 2 and the Marauders nothing. This has been a presentation of the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. So long, everybody.